Let's go.
It's time.
Afternoon Delight.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Woo, woo.
Let's do it.
For Millie.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Greg.
Turn it up.
And Lexi.
Festival say that, woo.
Oh, they're a bunch of idiots.
Hey podcasters, it's Millie from Millie, Greg and Letzi, your favourite friendly drive show team on Next. Today on the show we wax Patty D from Patty D Presents because he wouldn't let me shave his beard. Greg and I had a cook-off to determine the winner of Beauty and the Brain, and Letzi tried to guess what Greg and I actually look like. Enjoy the show.
Millie, Greg and Letzi.
Next.
Driving home with Millie, or Greg and Letzi, and I got some weird news for you. Out of the States. Yes, exactly. What would you do if there was a fire?
You'd call the fire brigade, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would call the fire brigade.
Stop, drop and roll if you're on fire.
Absolutely. But this is what happened in Minnesota. And there is a bit of a twist involved, actually. Because, you know, exactly. People called up the sheriff, the weather department, and... Because the weather department thought there was a bit of a fire. So, called them up. Sheriff and fire department hadn't heard anything. And something else had been found. The flaming hot situation wasn't actually a fire, but a flock of 600,000 ducks.
Why did they think 600,000 ducks was a fire?
Because
just the noise?
They were all in the air. They were all completely in the air.
Like, a huge flock.
Because they were doing like surveying on the lake, and it's the boats must have disturbed the ducks, so they were just in the air. And like, how do you get that confused? I'm not really sure either. But
it must have been on their radar. A huge flock of 600 birds. They thought, what is this? It looks like a fire. And they called the fire brigade and sheriff, and everyone descended. And it turned out it was ducks.
But Greg, you're the mathematical genius over here.
Thank you, yes.
How many loaves of bread do you need to feed 600,000 ducks?
Depends if you want to go with the scientific or the biblical answer. If it's the biblical answer, 5 loaves and 2 additional fish.
Let's go mathematical.
The mathematical answer? Oh, tons. Lots and lots and lots. That is the correct mathematical term for it.
If you think about it, how many bits of bread can you... How many pieces can you divide a piece of bread into?
I think
it's about 13.
Well, I mean, if you put it into a food processor and blend it up, you can get into lots of tiny little pieces, but that won't feed very much.
That's true. Very true.
Don't put the ducks in the food blend.
No, the bread, not the ducks.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Millie, Greg and Letzi.
Next. It's my favourite day of the year. It's National No Beard Day. Actually, no, it's not because I like beards. Oh, well. Anyway, but what we get to do today is something really, really fun. It's a day to celebrate the clean shaven. Oh, actually, I do like a clean shaven man, so I'm all right. I like them all. Someone who isn't clean shaven is Patty D from Patty D Presents, the show earlier.
I'm being held hostage.
He is hostage.
Let me go.
He's here for the challenge. He didn't want a fresh face. He is very beardy. He's one of our beardiest blokes here in the office. So he wouldn't let us shave him. Did you know, Patty, that I actually know how to shave a man's face really, really well?
I don't care. I don't want to be here.
You're actually in more trusted hands if you'd let me shave you than you are right now being held hostage by Brooke, producer Brooke, dumbest smart person we
dumbest
know.
Dumbest dumb person.
She is warming up, you won't believe it, a wax strip. We are going to wax Patty D.
I feel really sorry for Patty D now because he shouldn't really be going through this.
He should be.
I don't think he should.
Yes, by nominated via his beard, we are going to clean. It's National No
Profiling.
Beard Day. And it's now National No Leg Hair Day. We are waxing his leg hair off.
This is a first for our show. We've not done a waxing before. We've also never taken a hostage before. So, Patty, you should be honoured that you got dragged in.
Okay,
terms. For me, it's be one term. Okay,
it's warm. It's going on your leg.
Okay, do it. Quickly. It's got to be quick.
Okay, Brooke is
how
pressing
do
it down.
How long do we have? How long does it take?
You've just got to really rub it in there. Make sure you get all the wax all around all your hair follicles.
I've never seen you so terrified.
Three, two, one.
Oh, Pat.
How are you feeling?
How is
that?
It? Pat, shivers. How is it?
Patty, even after you've just been waxed, you still have the hairiest legs I've ever seen.
I do. It doesn't look like it's done any damage at all.
That's a lot of hair, though.
That's a lot of hair's come off.
There's a lot of hair still there.
No, don't bring it over here. No, you keep that away. I don't need any of Patty over here.
There is so much hair on this. and it's so gross.
What would you eat?
Eat
a piece of my hair?
No.
Why not?
Ew! Why?
Wait, Greg? Do you eat your hair regularly, Pat?
No. But don't put it on me. Don't put it on my beard.
Why are we doing this?
Put it on my beard.
He's so protective of his beard.
Yeah. Well,
so would you rather that, or would you rather we shaved you? Which do you reckon is worse now in hindsight?
No, I'm happy with the legs because my face is the moneymaker. And so at least I can cover up my legs. It's not making me a lot of money at the moment. But
now that we've done a patch of your legs, we have to finish it. So, Brooke, bring out the rest of the box of the
wax. No. What are you doing? No.
It doesn't look very good if there's just a random patch on.
Patty, you're tied to a chair. You don't get a choice.
Next, the sweet spot.
We are debuting a brand new game, and it's called What's Going On?
What's going on, Greg?
I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
Doesn't that take you back?
Horrible.
Back to the early 2000s? That's all right. It doesn't last very long. All right. So here's how the game works. One of you, you're taking turns. One of you goes first, gets first crack at each question. The other one then gets a go. All right?
Hang on. So what do you mean?
You've completely sprung it on us.
What are we doing exactly? So how are we getting a go? What are we answering questions?
Wait up a second. I'll get there. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a very short clip. The longest one is like 15 seconds. Sorry, 17. All right, you pick a number between 1 and 8. I then play for you a random clip. You're going to get 2 of them each out of the 8. And whoever's got the most points for giving me information about whatever they just heard is the winner. Now, some are worth more than others. There's some that are worth up to 4 points if you can tell me some random little facts as well. Others are just, tell me what's going on, all right?
Is it a bit like, have you been paying attention on air?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Way better, because I did it.
Of course it is, Greg. All right. Of course.
You actually did work.
Who wants to go first? Age before beauty? So, Millie, are you going first? I think you're both of those, aren't you? Millie, do you want to go first?
Fine. I'll win.
Pick a number between 1 and 8.
I will go with the number that won the Beauty and the Beast competition for me last time, 5.
Number 5. Okay, here we go. Listen carefully. Millie, if you get none of this, Letty gets a go to try and work out what it is, okay?
Yep.
Do you think you know what it is? Do you want me to stop it?
No, keep playing it. I think this sound is it's the intro for Doctor Who.
That is 100% correct.
Do you want more information? It was rebooted in 2005, I believe, with Billy Piper and Christopher Eccleston.
2005 was worth a bonus point, so yes, you get 2 points for that.
And since then, David Tennant, Matt Smith... Do you want information or not?
No, we don't need all the information. There was a point for getting the show. There was a point for getting the year that it came back, and that was the one from 2005. Right, let's see. Pick a number between 1 and 8, but don't pick number 5.
Let's go with 1.
Going to go with 1. All right, here we go.
I have no skin showing.
Yeah.
I'm straight up head to toe in Lycra. I don't even have my... I can't even use my phone.
I know.
And I'm 23. Like, I use my phone a lot.
Yeah.
I've become so good at, like, liking pictures with my nose and...
All right, let's see. What is it?
I've got no idea.
Pick me.
No idea whatsoever. All right, Millie, throwing it over to you.
It's the actor that played Eddie the Eagle in the movie Eddie the Eagle.
Okay.
With Hugh Jackman, and his name is something like Christopher Tarrant or Taron. Or no, it's Taron...
Taron Egerton?
Edgerton, that's right.
You can't give me the answer.
No, that was completely wrong. That was Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man in the Spider-Man movie, appearing on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
All right, Millie, it's your go again. Pick a number between 1 and 8.
Oh, he sounded like him. He was wearing Lycra. Okay, 2, please.
Number 2, here we go.
Keep calm. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10.
Yes, that's it. That's the clue. Okay, so it's a Yellow Pages ad, and that was recently redone, but for a different company, and there was a huge outcry.
Well, it was a point for getting Yellow Pages. You gave me more than enough.
I think you're rigging it against me now.
No, I'm not rigging it. Let's see, I honestly thought we'd do an audio-based challenge. You'd be good at this.
I just know facts, let's see.
All right, let's see. One of the questions is worth 4 points. You've just got to get lucky and pick number 7.
All right, number 7.
Here we go.
I hate this game.
Weakness?
So do cake. I.
Yes, cake is my weakness, along with speed and strength.
Huh.
Strength is my weakness. Hey, can I... Quick question. How is strength my weakness?
Let's see. If you can tell me who that is and what the movie is.
Is that, oh, old mate.
Oh, yeah,
his name
course.
Is not old mate. Let's see, try again.
Is that that guy?
That guy does
Kevin
not
Hart?
Work as well.
That is Kevin Hart. You are correct. Can you also tell me the movie?
Was it Ride Along? I'm not really sure.
It was not Ride Along.
Okay.
Wrong.
Millie, you got... Do you know the movie?
No.
No, that one was Jumanji. Which means...
Yeah, true.
Millie is the winner. 3 points to one.
Was there any doubt, really?
Isn't there still a few
smashed
other questions?
It.
Yeah, there's others, but we'll use them again later. All That's right. it. Millie wins.
All right. Well done. I'm going to cry. Bye.
Next. A man from where? Where was he from? From the US somewhere?
Sydney. No.
Sydney?
Not that far away.
Greg's already checked
out. I thought
it
was a guy in the US.
No.
I'm going to check it's me. No. Guy from Sydney, a tradie, won $50 million in lotto, and everyone I know would be jealous of that. $50 million. What would you do if you had $50 million? Would you just walk off the job? Everyone always says they would. This guy did. He just left. Up, down tools, walked off the job site.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Let's see. If I won $50 million right now, you'd be doing Drive with Millie and Letzi. It'd
where,
be done.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to spend $50 million if I win it. Absolutely. Who wouldn't walk off the job with $50 million?
I would probably change my job.
What, you don't want to work what? With us? No. You're overworking with us already.
I would probably go off and like go to some African country and be a humanitarian.
All right, you be noble. I'd buy a Lamborghini.
What do you do with the rest of the money? Because it's
another Lamborghini. I don't know. I've got $50 million.
Be
Who
careful,
cares?
Greg.
I'd
be
think
careful.
About it for a while. I'd probably buy mum and dad a new house and
would
then
you buy a
Lambo.
Lamborghini? Buy them in Lambo? Well.
No. I wouldn't trust my mum. She's a terrible driver.
Statistically, people who win the lotto actually end up broke a number of years later.
Yes,
so be careful,
but I'm a
Greggles.
Genius. So I wouldn't do that to myself.
But Millie,
I totally would.
You've actually... Have you left your job? Like, well, not this job, obviously.
No, no, I'm just saying that I'd walk off and I would become a humanitarian. If I had the choice between, say, my right leg... No, I'd go my left leg. I'd probably give my left leg for $50
million. Right, okay. Left leg.
Yeah.
I'd probably
not my right
give
one.
Both, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I'd take, what? Well, because you're going to get a pretty pimped out wheelchair for
$50
million.
Oh, true. Yeah, you could do both.
Yeah, that's true.
You could probably get some super bionic Iron Man legs for $50 million.
That's true. But I have really nice legs.
Kind of cyborg. Well, we've sort of spoken, I don't know, I'd probably give up a lot of things for $50 million, but give us a call, 905-666-7. What would you give up for $50 million? Just a bit of a fun one for a Friday. What would you give up?
Millie, Greg and Letzi. Next.
Millie, Greg and Letzi driving you home.
A Sydney man has won $50 million and done exactly what I would do if I won $50 million. Walk off the job. Tools down.
Goodbye,
done.
Sucker. Goodbye.
Tools down.
See you later.
So we want to know on 9805-666-7, what would you give up if you won $50 million? Or what would you give up to get $50 million?
I'd give up a limb, but that would be about it. Maybe, not my right hand, not my right leg. Oh, maybe the left side I don't really use so much.
Just your whole left side? I'll give you 100 mil for a whole side.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's more enticing, yeah. We do have a caller. Caller Zakina. What would you give up, something you loved, what would you give up for $50 million?
Look, there's not a lot I would give up, to be honest. But I was thinking about it, and one of my favourite things to do is to go out and see live music and watch gigs. And it's something that I love, but I think I would give it up for $50 million, honestly, yeah.
You'd never see another live band again.
I know, it sounds really sad, but like 50 mil, that's a lot of money, you know?
You could probably pay them to do a private concert in your
exactly.
house.
Exactly. I just have private concerts in my house all the time and I don't have to go anywhere.
So technically you're still seeing gigs, but it's just in your own house.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a win-win in a way, I guess.
Smart. Very smart. Thank you.
No worries.
Oh, well, I would love gigs in my own house, to be honest. I would actually really, really love that.
I think she gained there more than she lost.
I think so.
Next, the sweet spot.
Guys, we've all gotten loose on a Friday. Let's
loose
be real.
Loose like a goose.
I know Greg was loose last Friday as well.
What?
Yeah, we probably. Saw you.
But this is taking it to a whole new level.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under
Tennessee. You're probably wondering why we're playing this, but let's go across to Louisiana. Yeah. A 20-year-old man has been... That is actually really distracting, hey?
It's great.
Let's just listen. Let's do it. Sing along, Greg. Sing
no,
along.
I will not sing. SpongeBob, I don't care if it's SpongeBob or not. I'm not singing along.
Oh, that's disappointing. All right, so a 27-year-old man has been arrested for disturbing the peace, kind of like Greg on last Friday night.
defamation. I was not rowdy on last Friday night, was I? I don't remember. Maybe I was, actually.
after the man was seen walking down the street shouting profanities. But it's the excuse he gave to police that was pretty incredible. Blaming it on a certain cartoon, as we heard, SpongeBob. He said SpongeBob SquarePants had stolen his paperwork.
What does that mean? What does he mean paperwork? What, like his ID? Or like he was an office worker and SpongeBob stole it?
He didn't really specify that. That's the funny thing. But he also made the excuse that God has battleships and he hasn't sent them yet.
Well, that's okay. Far more believable.
To be fair, I have blamed a rowdy night out on SpongeBob when I'm walking down the street. SpongeBob SquarePants is a very great song to start hollering to all the neighbours and things.
Yeah, but profanities, though. That's what he was hollering. Profanities, yeah, and stuff like level. That, according to police. He was also found with a bit of meth and some other things on him.
Oh, and that had nothing to do with it.
Who knows? But there's getting loose on a Friday, and then...
There's getting loose on a Friday.
Yeah, literally. No Krabby Patty for him.
Next.
Here at NextPods, our audience is diverse, smart, and hungry for entertainment. Be transported to a small ocean community with a secret.
Yeehaw! Take a walk on the wild side with the outlaws of the West.
Or find your favorite performer's road to redemption.
NextPods takes you around the world from the comfort of your room. We tell the stories that keep you captivated, craving more.
NextPods. Your world in your ears.
Next!
Millie, Greg and Letzy driving you home.
You, here we go.
And, all right. Here we are. Today, Beauty and the Brains. Let's get back to it, hey? It's the final saga today. Yesterday, we put up an Instagram poll. Who's got the best selfie game? Greg versus Millie. And Millie got up. So
yeah.
That means things are even for the last day.
Can I just say, Millie was whinging.
58% to Greg's 42%.
55? Are you looking at it live now? Because it's 55 to 45. Did you just vote for yourself again?
Of course she did. She's created multiple Instagram.
I would just like to point out that Millie was whinging that we'd rigged the second game when we didn't. She just didn't like the questions.
They were not sport-related questions.
Genuinely rigged this. Brooke put my face through that filter that makes you age by 1,000 years.
No, she didn't.
And
that's just how you look, Greg.
No, she did. The one that gives you information away to the Russian hackers.
No,
so Greg. I've not only been, you know, it's not only rigged against me, I've also had my identity stolen as well.
But they just
couldn't go any worse for me.
Don't worry, they've only stolen your 50-year-old identity, Greg, so you're fine.
All right. Well, Greg, you and Millie, we decide to, you two are going to go head-to-head in a cooking competition.
We already have.
Producer Brooke is moving out at the moment and has very limited food in her pantry. And she has made you both mystery boxes, one for Millie, one for Greg, with a bunch of weird ingredients. And the challenge was you have to make a full meal with the ingredients only using the microwave. Because that's all we got. We don't have an oven or anything around here. Do
no.
We?
And we
no.
weren't allowed to use knives. We were only allowed to use knives. We were allowed to use forks or spoons or bowls.
We had a knife and a plate.
So how did you guys go? How do you guys think you
How went? Do you think we went with a knife and a plate, let's see? And a microwave.
It wasn't easy. I was honestly expecting some really out there stuff. I was expecting anchovies. I got tuna instead. So I had tuna. What else did I have? I had spaghetti with the tomato
canned spaghetti. Mm-hmm.
And we both had a rice cup. Oh, and I also had a packet soup mix, a chicken and noodle soup.
The biggest biggest can of corn you've ever seen in your life. I didn't know cans of corn came that big. I also had couscous as well, but it was lovely sun-dried and tomato and basil couscous, which was pretty flavoursome for Brooke's taste. We know her as Bland, producer Brooke
Yeah,
Bland.
These ingredients sound a little bit too flavoursome for Brooke.
It's probably why they were left over and why she didn't
Millie's
eat them.
Were. I had all bland stuff. Millie's had, she had spices and...
Greg cheated. He didn't use his tuna.
Oh, right.
I hate tuna. No one wanted the tuna. Millie didn't want it. She wouldn't eat it. I don't want
vegetarian,
it. I wouldn't eat it. So I was getting rid of it.
Vegetarian legitimate reason, Greg.
Well,
I don't like tuna. Legit reason.
Well, here's producer Brooke's results.
Simple. So now I'm going to give it a taste and see which one I think is the best.
There you go.
I'm just going to give it a little bit of a stir. Yeah. It kind of tastes, you get a mixture of tomato and chicken and nothing. That's actually not bad. I'll give Millie's one a taste.
I actually really like mine now.
It kind of just tastes like a dish that you'd actually receive out. This actually isn't as terrible. Oh, nah.
What did you eat?
Something not very nice. Nah, I'm going to have to say Greg is the winner.
Look, you just said mine was edible for a restaurant quality.
Well, clearly, we already know that Brooke doesn't have great taste in restaurants, so... Yeah,
what can I say? I love basic things.
I think the fact that you were the judge means that I win.
But it doesn't matter. I won.
Greg's won.
No, I think Brooke was the wrong judge. She was obviously going to only taste the wrong, the worst food.
More bland food. Well, you know... He's won it though, haven't you?
Obviously going to judge the blandest food, so that doesn't count.
Well, I think this just proves what I've been saying since the start of the week. I am both the most beautiful and the most brainy and the better cook.
Next.
Driving home with Millie, Greg and Letzi. I'm having a bit of a dance around the studio.
You're doing a pogo? I'm loving it, Letzi. So picture this. You get out of a bath after having a nice long soak with a glorious bath bomb. But not just any bath bomb, one you've actually handcrafted yourself. When you get out, you realize there's been a problem. You have been turned completely green. Your skin has been stained green.
Well, I guess it brings a new meaning to Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
So you're looking like a leprechaun. Apparently this happened to a young girl recently after she was using a Kmart make-it-yourself bath bomb, which absolutely breaks my heart. I am definitely prepared to blame this young girl, unspecified age, but a young girl, rather than think that my beloved Kmart could have done wrong.
I don't think they would have. I think she did it definitely on their side about this.
But Greg, we all know how much you love a bath bomb.
Oh, no. I've never used a bath bomb. I don't know why. I've got nothing against them. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Ever been invited into a bath bomb bath?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's maybe why. You need the invite.
Well,
it's not coming from me.
9805-666-67 is the number. When have you gotten more than you bargained for? This person turned green from the bathroom. Probably made it wrong.
I'm not prepared to blame Kmart.
I am.
No.
Next. The sweet spot.
What happened with the bath bombs thing? It blew up, didn't it? I remember when we first saw this headline, it mentioned a leprechaun. I thought it was going to say that someone found a leprechaun in a bath bomb. And then I remembered leprechauns don't exist. So someone put a bath bomb that they made themselves from Kmart. And I blame this woman for doing it herself. And you guys say no, but I blame her.
No, I blame
her
because
green.
I don't want to see Kmart tarnished by this. They may have tarnished this woman green, but I love Kmart and I don't want anything bad said about my beloved Kmart.
It probably takes two of them, one of them to make a faulty product and someone else to not follow the instructions properly. And yeah, she ended up going green. I don't know if food dye was meant to be one of the ingredients, but we're asking the question, when have you gotten more than you bargained for? Dye from Darlinghurst has called 9805-666-7. Dye, when have you gotten more than you bargained for?
Well, one day I went into the hairdressers to get some blonde tips put through, which they don't even do anymore, and I walked out orange. Not happy when I was called Carrot Top when I got home.
Ooh, bright orange? Like not even
bright orange.
Oh, you couldn't even fake it.
Next day back there.
Oh no, that's my nightmare.
But
oh.
I couldn't sleep because it was so bright.
So. Orange not your colour?
No, not at all.
Not mine either.
No.
I feel your pain.
I once did a home dye job with henna, and it ended up not only turning my hair orange, but my fingernails as well. That took ages.
Nice.
I had to just wait for them to grow out.
Look like a smoker.
Billy, Greg and Letzi.
Next.
Brooke's in the studio with us. Smartest dumb person we know. Smartest, yes. Dumbest smart person. Sorry.
Last night we went out for dinner, a couple of us. You two weren't invited, I'm sorry. No,
I was busy.
Yeah, you're busy. Paddy D from Paddy D Presents come with us. Or did he?
Well, this is a thing, right? So we were getting into the car and I didn't realise that Pat actually wasn't in the car and I drove completely away, oblivious to the fact that he was waving me down. And I know that you guys rip into me saying I'm the dumbest smart person, but I actually think you're onto something here, because when it comes to book smart and street smart, I'm definitely one and not the other.
You're not just the dumbest smart person we know, you're also a terrible driver.
Hey, have you died?
No, but I've come really close. Closest I think I've ever come.
Have you nearly died, Brooke? Yes, just this year.
Multiple times, yes, but was it my fault? No.
Oh, that's debatable.
The funny thing is, though, Pat knew we were going to talk about this, yet he ran away before he had the opportunity to get in the car with me again.
Ooh.
I wonder why.
Well... he's not coming to my car again, that's for sure.
So wait, at what point did you realise, how far along the road did you get before you were like, wait, where's Pat? Didn't we have a third person in the car?
Well, I was leaving the car park and then I'd reversed out of the car park and then I'd kind of done a little bit of a loop and then I'm like, wait a minute.
Something's missing?
Yeah, and because I could kind of just see in the back of my eye, I'm like, where's Pat?
Where is Pat? That's what we're all asking.
Who knows? He's running away from me, that's for sure.
He doesn't like us after he waxed his legs earlier.
Millie, Greg and Letzi on Next.
Millie, Greg and Letzi. Next.
Don't forget to check out our social pipes. We're at Next Radio on Facebook, Afters Radio on Instagram, and Next Online Radio on Twitter. Also check out our website, next.afters.edu.au. That's where you can check out all of our Next Pods podcasts, something to listen to on your weekend. I recommend What It Takes to Be a Man. Millie?
I recommend it too, considering I made it. It'd be pretty bad if I couldn't say that about my own potty. It is, the first episode is up and it's with Martin Fisk. He is the chief executive of Men's Link, which is a great organization that provides mentorship and mentors to young men growing up, those who might not have one.
Next, the sweet spot.
I love a good taco. And I was really excited to see this news. American chain Taco Bell is coming to Sydney.
Woohoo!
Do you love a good taco meal?
I froth over Mexican. Absolutely froth. Honestly, nachos, enchiladas, tacos, burritos, just corn chips and guac, like everything. Mm. Get in my mouth.
Well, it's interesting because they already have a few stores in Brisbane, but the info about the Sydney stores is pretty limited at the moment. Like, there's not much info around. There's going to be one in Newcastle and also in the west of Sydney.
It's strange that they ended up in Brisbane before they came to Sydney. What is up with that?
Not sure, but not everyone is stoked with Taco Bell at the moment, with a couple from New Jersey suing for being overcharged, not by like $300, not by like $1,000.
That's a big expense.
$2.18 overcharged.
Oh, is that all? $2.18.
Yep. They say bought two boxes, which were advertised for $5 each, and they paid $12.18 instead.
Sounds like it was me doing up the till.
What do you reckon, Greg? Because I know...
it's not good maths, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
Yeah. They have added things up wrong, so I agree. It's probably Millie. but that's a bit petty.
Sorry.
Literally a petty suit over petty change. Is what we're looking at.
Wait, they're suing them.
It's $2.
No, that's just a return. Here you go. Here's $2.18. What happened there in communication breakdowns?
Surely they could just walk up to them and go, "Can you give us the $2.18?" And they'd go, "Sure, that's better than being sued and paying for a lawyer."
it would cost them more, both parties more, in legal fees.
But it's quite wild because it's actually become a federal case over there in the US.
What?
Like, it's a federal case over $2.18. Ridiculous.
This is insane.
That's the US for you.
Next.
Let's see. How many fingers am I holding up? Okay, good.
Just that's so mean, Greg. You weren't holding up any.
I was not holding up any. Letzi held up one, though, the middle one.
Right at you.
Just confirming you're still blind. So in order for you to look at pictures when we send you all of those naughty pictures on our phone like you and I do, let's not tell Millie.
24/7.
She'll get jealous.
I've not been included.
So you have a picture reader that reads them out to you, and yesterday we had a little test of it with our pictures, and it was wrong. It thought I was 28, but I'm only 25.
Counted your wrinkles, Greg. Don't get upset.
Well, about the wrinkles.
I'm going to get upset because it said I just had brunette hair. I have hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of money put into my hair to have this lovely balayage look.
How do you describe balayage?
Balayage is where it goes, you're sort of rooty brown, and then it finishes off in a nice sort of sun-kissed blonde.
So today we're going to see if Letzi, in his own blindness, can work out better than the picture reader.
Are you better than a picture reader?
Would you say the picture reader can see? Is that the idea? It has artificial intelligence that sort of goes, I know other pictures, what they look like. And it reckon I look like a 28-year-old. So let's see. We want to test out what do you think we look like.
All right. I'm going to start with you, Greg. Are you ready for this?
I don't think I'm ready for this because I have a feeling this is not going to be complimentary. You're but anyway, this. Hit me with your best shot.
First of all, height. You're just under 6 feet.
Very good. I'm half a centimeter short of 6 foot.
I'm going to say short brown hair.
Okay. Keep going.
Short eyelashes.
What?
Let me have a look.
Let me have a look.
I have eyelashes, but fun fact, did you know guys generally have longer eyelashes than women? It's a genetic trait.
That's going to piss producer Brooke off.
When you come across those handsome European men that have those really thick, long black eyelashes, so jealous.
What else, Letzi? Green eyes? Nope.
Very bright coloured shirt right now.
Oh, yes. We told you about that earlier.
Yeah.
Always.
It's Friday. Got to dress bright for Friday. But green eyes, you're 100% wrong. They're blue. Go next.
Still light. Still in the money.
All right, let's go across to Millie now.
Oh, okay.
Well, first of all, I originally said long brown hair, but then you said balayage.
Did you actually explain
what balayage was?
All right. You got that one given to you.
I actually said green eyes for you as well.
Oh, what colour? Greg, what colour?
Which one do I look at?
Yeah, they're two different colours.
I reckon
hazel,
green.
Hazel, I would say, but they are two different colours, let's say.
Okay. How do you look at your eye colour? You got to use the good one to look at the bad one, don't you? Millie's blind in one eye, for anyone who didn't understand
up.
That.
And right now you're wearing, I don't know, some sort of... you're pretty similar, actually. Are you actually the same person, you both? Some sort of bright coloured dress, I reckon, at the moment.
Yes, I am wearing a watermelon skirt.
Watermelon.
No avocados today, watermelons today.
Yeah, different fruit, different
veggies. All these fruits, fruit flavoured
fruit or animals,
outfits.
That's me, really. I was wearing a fox dress yesterday. I should just come and tell you, just describe every dress I wear for you, let's see, every day.
Well, that would help.
Yeah, I'm sorry I haven't been doing it
I'll let you know what dress I wear next week.
Next. The sweet spot.
That's it for the Millie, Greg and Letzi podcast. We loved having you. Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in from 3 to 5:30 weekdays on Next.